So now it's on to your questions, which I'm hopefully going to know all the answers to, unlike Mastermind.
Okay, thank you very much to all of the applicants that have sent through their questions. We've received many, and now I'm going to present them to the Deputy Principal so that she can answer. And if you have any other questions, feel free to get in contact with us. So the first ones are around applications and the welcome day that was arranged. So the first one is, I can't find the apply page, where is it?
So the apply button is the pink button on the front page of the website. And again, if anybody does struggle with that, please contact us and we'll be able to help you apply.
Okay. Another one, I want to change my course, how do I do this?
If you contact admissions with the admissions email that we've given out, they'll be able to either change it immediately, but if you want to chat to somebody about that, again, we should be able to arrange for somebody to talk you through why you want to change, what you want to change to. And again, we anticipate a lot of people will do that just because you sit thinking, it's natural to change, isn't it? And it's also quite hard sometimes to decide what you want to do. So again, there's no problem with contacting us. We can change your course for you as long as you've got those entry requirements, and we'll talk you through all the different options. So it would be to contact admissions in the first instance.
Okay. Are we still going to have a welcome day in July?
Well, we'd like to think so. What kind of a welcome day that will be in July will really depend on what the government say. So if we're unable to have a welcome day that's actually with you physically there, we'll be doing something online. And again, we're working on that at the moment so that there'll be various ways that you can do that welcome day and hopefully still do some taster sessions, even if they are virtual. So we'll keep you posted on all those options. We'll definitely keep in touch with you regularly anyway, and it will be either a face-to-face or a virtual welcome day, but there will be something.
Okay, fabulous. One was welcome day, the other was, is there going to be an open day to see the college?
Again, that will depend on whether we're allowed to have an open day, but we are currently working. We've done over the past term some things with people walking around the college, going into buildings and trying to build up our virtual open day as well for people who can't make it. So in the short term, we'll be working on some of those videos that can give you a taste of what the college is like, at least through a virtual scenario. And again, as soon as we're allowed to open in any way, then we will also look at putting some open days on for people. But that really is dependent on what the government guidelines are.
Okay. The coach service doesn't come to my area. Can the college still help me?
We can still help you. Last year, we actually changed some coach routes on the basis of where people applied from. So I think in the first instance, if you wanted to contact admissions or the student hub and tell them where you live, and we could look at if there is a coach close, could we tweak a route for you or look at other travel options. So certainly in the first instance, I would try and talk to someone, drop an email and somebody will then contact you because we are able to be quite flexible, and we're flexible every year with our coach routes.
I've been told my place at Hales Owen College has been secured, but I haven't been told what course I'm doing. Will it be my first choice?
It will be your first choice at this stage. But again, if you want to confirm that, drop us an email and we'll confirm it for you. And if you want to change that, drop us an email. And again, we can still change that. But certainly if you're sitting there wondering what it is, drop us an email and let us get back to you.
Can I do ESOL alongside another course, such as a beautician's course?
It is possible to do two courses together if they're part-time courses. What we'd want to do in the first instance is make sure the ESOL course and your level of English is suitable to be able to do the beautician's course. Otherwise, we might suggest do ESOL for the first term, get your language skills to where they need to be, and then jump onto a beauty course. So we'd need to look at the individual circumstances, but certainly practically, it is possible to do the two together.
Okay. What adult courses do you have?
We do a range of adult courses, and again, I would encourage you to look on the website for the various lists, but just off the top of my head, we've got an access to higher education course where a lot of adults choose to change careers, and we've got their access to midwifery, health, social work, social science, business and law, science. So there's a range of access courses. We also do a range of counselling courses, supporting teaching and learning for teaching assistants, adult IT courses, We've got a range of higher education courses, HNCs and HNDs, and some foundation degrees. So there are a range of adult courses available. That wasn't an exhaustive list, obviously, my memory's not that good, but it is all on the website. And again, if you've got a specific interest around an area, we do accounting courses, so that's another one that's just come to mind, then please drop us an email and we can obviously tell you what we do in that area.
Okay. Where do I find out about course fees?
So there is information on the website about some course fees, but I think if you want to work it through in terms of the way that payments can be taken and whether they can be phased, then what would be best to do is, again, put an email into admissions and they can confirm the fees as we've got them and also the ways that you can pay that.
I'm starting a higher education course with the college in September. How do I get my student loan and can someone from the college help me do this?
The answer is yes, to can somebody help you. Again, if you go through to admissions, there are people there who would be able to help and put you in touch with somebody who could take you through how to apply for the student loan and what information you'll need.
And then the last one from the applications and welcome day section is, does bullying occur at Hales Own College? And if so, how do you manage that?
Inevitably, bullying does occur from time to time. And it'd be silly for me to deny that. That's human nature, I guess, sadly. We've got a range of ways of dealing with it. First of all, we do deal with it. But sometimes students ask us not to approach the person that's bullying them. So we've got some more subtle ways, changing groups. We can usually arrange timetables so people aren't in on the same day or they're not on the same campus. If we need to take a harder line because the bullying doesn't stop, then we do that. We have got a code and we've got a zero tolerance to bullying. But we work with whoever's being bullied to solve that. And as I say, wouldn't shy away from that. And there are usually a range of ways we can do it.